Big Jim's house.
Who's got the boots on? Who's working? 248-398-9279. Angie working hard in the other room. Just going to grab the calls, put you on hold. That's it. Then we'll just grab. Line four sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, one, two, three. Boot check! Who's this?
Arthur from Etsy.
Arthur, you working hard, man?
Yeah. Amazon got me busy.
Oh, are you delivering or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm a delivery driver for him.
So what are you working, about 23 hours a day now? What are you doing?
Well, on the books, it's less than 40 hours a week.
Oh, is that what? Okay.
In reality, it's probably closer to 60.
My God, man. All right, buddy. Well, you hang in there. Be good, all right?
Yeah, you too.
All right, thanks for listening. There he goes. Line three.
Boot check.
Who's this?
Got my boots on. My name is Beth.
Hi, Beth. You got your boots on. Where are you off to?
I'm heading to babysit my grandchildren.
That counts?
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Totally counts. All right, here's the trick. When you want
to...
What's that, Beth?
Okay. I said 4 days a week at 5 a.m.
There you go. Now, make sure you give them Red Bull and Snickers bars, and they'll be happy, okay?
Every day.
Every day. You're awesome, Beth. Thanks for having us on. We appreciate you.
Thanks. All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Line four.
Boot check.
Who's this?
Hey, what's going on, Jimmy?
Hey, who's this?
This is Kevin, all aboard Detroit.
Nice, man. You got your coffee in you. Where are you off to today?
Working, baby, working.
And where do you work?
Working every day, truck driving. Been on the road since like four.
All right, buddy. Hey, Kevin, man, you have a good day, bud.
All right, brother, you too.
Line one.
Boot check.
Who's this?
This is Jerry Griffin and my best friend, Vanessa Lisparsky. We are on our way to work. We get up every morning at 4 o'clock, and we work all the way through Christmas. We got live animals that depend on us.
Where do you work?
We work at Havard Hill Equestrian Center. It's a horse farm.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Okay, so I guess you could say you're married to your job.
Oh, was that? Boy.
Horse joke.
Yeah, we have to be there every day. Right.
Well, do us a favor. Say hey to the horses. Wow, that's all I got, man. Hello. I'm out of... All right.
Have a nice morning.
You too. Nice to know you have your boots on. Bye.
Goodbye.
All right, 248-398-9279. If you're on hold, we'll get to you in just a second. We promise. It's something that we call...
Boot check!
Got to say hi to Trisha. Good morning, guys. I'm working right now. I work at... Miljoco? Miljoco. You'll notice how I put an accent on it, because that's all the newscasters do that. Want to say hi to Trisha who's listening at Milchoco. I'll be here until 3:30. Have a great day. We'll do it. Let's go to our reporter, Rick Hernandez. Thanks, Trisha, for working, and we appreciate you out there till 3:30. Have Milchoco.
Big Jim's house.
Working for a living, damn it, and I'm working. I'm taking what they're giving, because I'm working for a living.
We like to do this bright and early on Monday mornings. See who's got the boots on. Something that we call
boot check.
248-398-9279. Let's go to line one. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. What are you doing this morning?
I'm on my way to work at a hospital. I'm a nurse.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for your work. This and can you say what hospital or no?
At Beaumont.
All right. Wow. All right. Well. You guys is everything kind of settling down a little bit or still crazy?
Oh, it is crazy.
All right. Well, is there anything we can do? I mean, is there a song we can play for all the nurses this morning?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, you're awesome. It's good to know you're listening. Have a great day.
We can't listen to music, but I listen to you guys in the morning on my way. So
well,
you
that's
guys
fantastic.
Pump me up.
Well, there you go.
Awesome.
We'll play something to pump you up. You got it. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Line four.
Boot check.
Who's this?
Chris. Truck driving.
There you go. Hauling the mail, man. Hauling the freight. So where are you off to?
Running freight up to Stanley Heights Assembly Plant.
Okay, well, there you go, man. That's good stuff. Then you'll dead stick it back. See, I know the term dead stick means you have nothing in there, right? Is that right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
See? Dead stick is also why you get Viagra. A lot of people don't know that. Never mind. Okay. All right, brother. Have a good morning, man.
All right, you guys too.
There it goes. Line one.
Boot check.
Who's this?
Hey, yeah, this is Tim Moringa. How you doing this morning?
We're good, brother. What are you off to?
I am off to American Plastic Toys in Wixom.
What do you guys make there?
We make the toys for Christmas.
Well, I know that, but I mean, like, is there any toy that we would know?
Actually, it's all, like, dollhouses and wagons and stuff for kids up to 6 years old.
Well, if it's dollhouses, cool. Ryan would know, so... Yeah.
There you go. All right. Yeah,
all right, brother.
I actually work in the Land of Misfit Toys. The ones that go bad come to me.
You mean like the structurally or emotionally bad? Like they do bad things?
A toy counselor?
A toy counselor. Yeah, like.
They put a bunch of girls' stuff in a bunch of boys' boxes, so yeah. It's got to come to me.
That's why Ryan had counseling when he was 12. Same thing, man. Yeah. Same exact thing.
I believe it.
Yeah. All right, buddy. It. Hey, man, nice to know you're listening in the morning, too. We appreciate you, bud.
Have a great morning, man. It's Captain Jolly's day, and have a great day, WCSX Live.
Wow, a sign-off.
Dang.
Wow. Reeling in the ears coming up next. We got another text message from somebody working at the hospital, right?
Yeah, say hi to Cindy this morning. She's got her boots on at Beaumont Hospital in Dearborn there. Good
Thank
morning.
You, Cindy. Good morning. Boot check. Okay, can you guys get, like, a gown? Next time I wind up in the hospital, which hopefully is never, a gown that doesn't have my butt hanging out the back of it for anyone who's over 6'2".
Aren't you supposed to tie those up?
They don't tie around, yeah. It's a certain, it's a height thing. I apologize for the visual, too. My butt, it's 6:43 in the morning.
Big Jim's house.
Did you name your dog after somebody famous? 248-398-9279. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it happened. You guys did it.
Yep. Went and picked him up yesterday.
Yes, sir!
Past couple weeks, we've been working with Detroit Dog Rescue doing our daily dog adoption, and there was this one dog that popped up on Thursday or Wednesday?
Thursday.
Thursday. And the name of the dog is?
Danny DeVito.
And a little black and white puppy dog. And you were so conflicted because I kept asking you in the studio, do you want us to talk about this dog or are you going to go get it?
Right.
And you're like rubbing your pant legs and going, I don't know. Well, we mentioned it, and then you immediately, Heidi's blown up your phone, and you called DDR and said, I want this dog.
Yeah.
So when'd you guys get the dog?
So we went yesterday around lunchtime, met with them downtown at their shelter. Very, very cool, nice people, and, you know, socially distanced, all that stuff. So he came running out into the street with us, and instantly I'm like, all right, yep, we're taking him home. And then half dog. Hour later, he's in the car coming home with us.
We put up pictures, too, on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House on WCSX. Or just text us if you want to see a photo. You're a dad now, dude. You got your first kid. Your first kid has four legs.
Yeah, I slept like it.
My wife, Kathy, yelled out as soon as I said, hey, Ryan, how do you got the dog? She goes, good luck sleeping.
He'll be good. He's just got to get used to it all.
So, but is he in bed with you guys?
Yeah, Heidi wants it that way, I guess.
Wow. Is that a good idea? Don't you set boundaries with dogs?
Are
you supposed to? Again, you guys are new at this, so I don't know what the rule. I mean,
and we've both had dogs, but never owned a dog on our own. Like it's always been the family. You know what I mean?
You guys are moving quick, man. Married, boom. Get the first dog, boom.
This dog thing's not equipped. This was me putting her off for years with her.
Okay,
I had to give in once we saw.
Danny DeVito. Again, you're the only person I know that has named their dog after someone famous.
He looks like him.
He really does. Yeah, if you want to see a picture of the dog, I see people texting dog. We'll send you some photos.
Yeah.
Ryan will do that with you. But I don't know anyone that's named. Our neighbor named their dog Izzy after Tom Izzo. They're big Sparty fans.
Yeah, but that's still not. You don't call him Tom Izzo.
No.
I know somebody who named him Ozzy because of Osgood.
Okay.
Their dog.
You think there's someone has a dog named Iserman here in Detroit?
Oh, I'm sure.
No.
Or Stevie.
Stevie Y.
Okay,
248-398-9279. Seriously, you're really Danny DeVito. That's so cool. It's such a cute dog.
He's cool.
Such a cute dog. He's a good boy. Although somebody over to my left here sucks at doing dog talk.
Yeah, I was told about that yesterday.
Just say you're a good boy.
You're a good boy.
No, like in dog talk.
You're a good boy.
There it is.
I don't like it.
You're a good boy. Who's a good boy? You are, Danny DeVito. Yes, you are. Do it.
You're a good boy.
Big Jim's house.
Hey, he wasn't bad.
He wasn't. You got to get the dog talk down. Big Jim's house, by the way, 7-12.
Just talk to him like a normal person.
No, you talk to him like a dog. You're a good boy. They got a new dog, their first dog. Married? Dog like that, boom. You are the only person I know that's named their dog, though, after somebody famous. Danny DeVito. Not Doggy DeVito, right. Nothing like that. It's Danny DeVito.
Yeah, Danny DeVito.
248-398-9279. CJ, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. We're talking with a new dog owner here.
Yes, I heard. Don't sleep with that dog, dude.
No.
So,
bad idea.
Wait a minute. The dog's already been in the bed for one day. Is it too late or no?
No, it's not too late. Give him a little bed next to your bed and wear earplugs because he'll whine, but he'll get used to it.
Right.
Yeah, and he's a little bit older. I think we think he's just around a year, so he's not doing the whining thing. I think he was just kind of getting used to, you know, what's going on. Where am I?
And that's cool. That's cool. Just don't make it a habit. It's like family sleeping in a bed. Don't do that either.
So, kind of like what you're saying, CJ, is kind of like with a guy who irritates you, they whine and then you kick him out of bed, right?
Pretty much.
Okay, there you go. Ryan, okay. Ryan, you're familiar with that. You're very familiar with that. Okay.
And vice versa.
Right,
you know.
And Ryan's fixed, too, so that's good. Geez. So, yeah.
Bonus.
CJ, have a great day.
Hey, the reason I called, actually, is I had a chow and I named him Judas Priest.
No! We got awesome. A dog name. Great call. CJ, you're awesome. We got to play some Priest now. Let's play some Priest for CJ's dog. CJ, have a great day. Shout out to our friends at Detroit Dog Rescue, Christine, and everybody there. Last Thursday, we had the picture of the dog. Danny DeVito was our daily dog adoption, and you and Heidi pulled the trigger yesterday and got the puppy dog.
Yeah, and really quick, another person, Ashley. She was the one who helped me through the whole adoption stuff.
You.
So I wanted to make sure I said thanks to her because... She helped me along when I was like, I don't know what to do.
This is, again, a guy who gets paralyzed by getting his oil changed. So it's a big, honestly, not being smart.
It's a big move.
This is a big step. You got married, and less than a month later, you have your first kid. It's a four-legged kid. But you have a kid now who's sleeping in your bed after one day. That's why, Ryan, if he sounds a little tired sometimes this morning, that's because you probably got no deep sleep at all. Dog's trying to figure out where to sleep.
Yeah, and he's very, very affectionate and likes to be, like, right up. Like, when he was laying on us yesterday, he'd be up by your chest.
But he's at the foot of the bed at night, right?
No, he's right up in between our heads.
Oh, that's no good, dude. John and Taylor might be right. Yeah. You,
Well, that was Heidi goes, let me give you a kiss goodnight. And she goes, I can't get to you. Never mind. Goodnight.
You're getting cut off by the dog. But the name of the dog is?
Danny DeVito.
You were the only person CJ called because she had a dog named Judas Priest.
That's cool.
If you have dogs with famous names. Heather in Garden City, good morning.
Okay, so I have a little pity called Rocky Balboa.
Okay.
And
I love that.
His name, when he was about 1 year old, he'd come running into the back door after being outside in the summertime. His eye was swollen, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what did you do? And he got in a fight with the bee and he lost. And I had to rush him to the emergency.
So oh no. But you had a dog named Rocky Balboa.
I still have him.
You still have Rocky Balboa.
That's cool.
The other one is Brutus, you know, from Brutus and Popeye. I don't think Brutus has a last name, so I don't know Brutus.
That counts.
Yeah,
Brutus doesn't have a spinach hater, probably, I would imagine. So, yeah. All right, Heather, we got to run. You have a good day.
Bye.
Let's get Mary here. Mary in Clinton Township. Wait a minute. You have a dog with a celebrity's name?
Well, I fostered him when he was a puppy. Right. He and his mom. And he was a chihuahua, and I named him Billy Joel.
That's great.
Bark us a song, you're the chihuahua man. Okay. Now, so he responded to Billy Joel and everything else.
Yes, and I would encourage anybody who even has thought about it to foster a dog, because it's an awesome experience.
You know, we talk about this. I watched that. What's that website? The Dodo on Facebook, you know, where they show a lot of people.
Oh, right. Fostering. Yes.
There's all that. It's a lot of work, but it seems like it. So it's really a rewarding thing to do.
It's extremely rewarding. You know, everybody says, well, I would never be able to give the dog away. But, you know, you have to picture the dog is in a home and not a shelter. And that's all you have to think about.
Okay. Well, Ryan and Heidi are fostering his friend Doggett. I don't know how old he is. He's still there. Eventually, someday, he'll find get a relationship and move out. So,
Yeah. It was hard to give him up. It really was. Him and his mom. So.
Big Jim's house.
Ryan, Logan, Angie as well. Ryan fighting back a yawn because the puppy dog kept him up all night.
You can tell I'm trying to hide it from you.
Hey, Ryan, what's going on?
I'm going to sneeze. It hurts.
Don't worry about it. You got your first kid. Ryan and Heidi got their dog. They got their dog.
Yes, sir!
From the Detroit Dog Rescue, and they named it...
Danny DeVito.
That was the name. We talked about this dog last Thursday in there, and you guys pulled the trigger and got it. Hey, thanks to Bissell, by the way. I didn't know that. You'll see the photo. If you want to see a photo of the dog, just text us and say, show me the dog. Or
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, Ryan's been doing that. Beautiful dog. But Bissell actually was helping out with all the shelters yesterday, right?
Yeah, this weekend was like the combination, the empty the shelter weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know, prices were reduced.
Nice.
Wanted to get dogs out to families, and I guess they've been doing, they did really well, and Bissell stepped in to help cover some of the cost of the adoption fees. That's and cool. stuff like that.
Yeah,
so,
Christine cool and everybody at DDR, they're just amazing.
Yep.
Okay, you're the only person I know. Well, actually, we're finding out it's completely wrong. Name of the dog after a famous person, 248-398-9279. We had CJ that named their dog Judas Priest.
Yes.
With their chow. Great. Other ones coming in, text messages?
Yeah, somebody said I have two, now these are cats, but two cats, Smokey and Bandit.
Nice.
Smokey and the Bandit. And then I have a dog, Justice, for Buford T. Justice.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the dog. How you do that to that poor dog?
Oh, I know.
Bring me a dog bowl sandwich and sniff my butt. Any other ones?
Yeah, we got one. I got two dogs adopted. We named them Vincent Van Gogh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And Pablo Picasso.
That's fantastic.
That's great.
Ruth told us about their dog named Tom Brady. I'm surprised there's not more of those. Name of the dog Tom Brady?
Right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Especially, yeah, the Michigan man.
Okay, I want to say hi to Donna this morning because they named their dog Captain and Morgan.
All right.
Well played. They named the cat Coke and suddenly you never have to leave the house, man. You're good to go there. All right, let's grab this one here. Oh, Christine, what do you got?
Yes, we do.
And what's
my daughter named him after her favorite movie singer, Eminem.
You got a dog rapper, named
and
Eminem.
And he's spelled the same way. He is a Siberian Husky. He's 10 years old.
Right.
But get this. Now, his nickname, and he goes by both names, is Monkey Butt.
Eminem and Monkey Butt.
Eminem and Monkey Butt.
That's my favorite album by him.
Monkey Butt. Yeah, really.
Because he acts like a monkey, and sometimes he's just a butthead. So okay. We named him Monkey Butt.
Monkey Butt. Eminem or Monkey Butt. Now, when you let Eminem in the backyard, are you afraid he might lose himself? Never mind. That's, yeah, an Eminem song. Right.
We live on 20 acres.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah, there you go. All right, so he can be out there and eat all of Mom's spaghetti he wants. See, I did another reference. I'm making Eminem references here. Come on, I'm street, yo.
Right. We have his buddy is also named after someone.
Who's
his
that?
Name is Toretto Nitrous Taylor after Vin Diesel, TNT.
Oh, my God. You're like the coolest listener. I want to hang with Christine now. I mean, you guys are awesome.
Then we had Mountain Dew.
Got that one, yeah.
And Pepsi.
Okay, Mountain Dew and Pepsi. We got more of the door signs, right, Ange? I got another box of those. We got those. If you're homeschooling and you want a sign for your door, we put them up on our Facebook page. We'll send you a picture of them, or even better, we'll mail them to you. Just email us, bigjimshouse@wcsx.com. You can text us your name and your address or however you want to reach out to us. And Ange has been doing a great job of mailing them out. We've been sending them all over the Motor City and beyond. It says, stop, warning, homeschooling in progress. Don't come in unless you have alcohol, beer, wine. I think it's beer, wine, alcohol, whatever's on there.
And no algebra.
Or no algebra. So get your very own door hanger. But some teachers, I would imagine, it's hard keeping your kids focused. Over here, Ryan. Hey, over here. Anyway. So this one teacher, very, very smart. These are eight-year-olds, right, that she's dealing with?
Yes, an eight-year-old class.
Okay. Now, the keyword is...
The keyword's fart.
You just wanted to make a keyword like that, didn't you?
Well, yeah. It makes sense. It's not like it's random, like it doesn't apply to the story, I
okay,
guess.
That's, okay, that's...
Sorry, I have to say that, but...
Yeah, way to justify it. So why are we using keyword fart? F-A-R-T? Like, I had to spell that out. Just check out what this teacher did to get the attention of these eight-year-olds.
Most of us are here, so if you want to pull out your Journeys book...
What was that?
What?
I think she farted.
I don't know who that was.
It was huge.
Oh, my God.
kids are gone.
Totally worth it. Kids are gone for like a couple minutes, man. They're just, they completely fall out, but they're going to love that teacher for the rest of their life.
She said, sometimes you just got to loosen things up a bit when you're doing virtual learning.
I don't know if I would say loosen it up and then do that. Might have been a better choice of words. Get the kids to relax a bit. You don't want to loosen it up too much, and you're like, ooh, wait a minute.
Yeah. Bring some fresh air to the
classroom. No, that's a bad one, too. Yeah, that's one, too. Keyword fart. So good to look over to my right and see fart like 20 times, 10 people texting it in.
Yeah, we're changing everybody's autocorrect today.
Or not. I don't know. What is it? Whoa, that's a bad autocorrect there, bud. You might want to check that one. God. I never had a teacher like that. That would just stop. And especially now, I've seen teachers doing different things, but have a teacher that actually would stop to do that to get the kids' attention.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I don't remember anything quite like that, but hell, it's all different now, right? You got to figure out a way to
reach people. Yeah. Reach them. We had a sociology teacher in high school that wanted to teach about personal boundaries, and he was a substitute for the year.
Okay.
And Mr. Olenek, and he came in a full suit of armor. Like the armor they wear at the Renaissance Festival, okay. The plate mail stuff, the metal thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Looked like Iron Man. Clunk, 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 came in to explain personal boundaries to everybody.
What is he wearing that for?
Because this armor, like, protecting you. Yeah, I see. Yeah, you'd have never passed that class. Yeah. Over here, Ryan. Hello. Yeah. Okay, keyword fart. Maybe if you had fart in the armor, you would have caught it.
Fart in the armor.
Okay, listen to these kids, though. This is magical, keyword fart.
Most of us are here, so if you want to pull out your Journeys book.
What was that? I think she farted.
What was that?
I don't know who that was.
It was huge.
All right. If you had a rough weekend, man, if you're a Lions fan, just watch the video. It'll put you in a good mood. What's the keyword?
Fart.
You just want to one more time.
Fart.
Yeah.
Big Jim's house.
Battle of the Burbs. We got players here in a couple minutes, so hang with us. 248-398-9279. We got a keyword ready for this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Sorry.
Yeah. I threw it at you last second.
Head mixer is all set.
I'm glad you do that. Okay. Now, 248-398-9279. The keyword is?
The keyword's UFC.
Okay. Bruce Buffer. There's Michael Buffer. You know the one. Oh, let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, the old Boxing.
Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oscar.
The original.
I was doing my De La Hoya. Don't interrupt me when you're doing that. How rude was that? God. Never mind. I don't know why I get so triggered by that. Ryan's very excited when you mention UFC, so that's why you're all amped up about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So Bruce's brother, who's everywhere, and, you know, he always yells out, what's the two words he says?
It's time!
So somebody paid him on Cameo, and you're like, oh, that's cool. He did a Cameo, a little video thing. They paid him to break up with somebody to make the announcement.
We've seen these from time to time where you get, like, somebody to, you know, break up with them or tell them bad news, but...
Not like this. Not like this. 248-398-9279, keyword UFC. Here's Bruce.
It's time for Kaylee to move on!
Wow.
The best part about that is the suit he's wearing... is the same suit he wore Saturday night. So he did that just before the UFC fights.
It was legit, man. Again, keyword UFC. That is a very creative breakup, man. That's a good one.
It's time for Kaylee to move on.
We were talking about it last week, too, again, keyword UFC, that the guy who's the soup Nazi makes over $100,000 a year doing cameos.
I believe it.
How would his makeup be? Where he just goes, okay, Ryan, no sex for you. No sex for you. You're cut off. Next.
Gentlemen, it's time to meet the players who are about to do battle in the Battle of the Burbs. So let's knock on the door of Big Jim's house and see who's going to win.
East side, west side, let's go down river!
Here's your host, Big Jim O'Brien.
And the trainer is Mike Abernathy.
And the voice of Battle of Burbs, the one and only KC, Ken Calvert. Woo! The casual one. Love you, KC. 822. It's getting close, man. Is everybody ready?
Oh, yeah.
Right now, Downriver is up by two over East and West Side, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Steve, you're on line one. You're East Side. How you doing, Steve?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How about yourself?
We're doing good, man. Jerry, you're on the West Side on line three. You ready, Jerry?
West Side Wizards.
Okay, and West Side Wizards. That's a new one. That's nice. Okay, right. Make sure your game show loud there. And Jen, you're downriver. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Jen is ready now. Downriver up by two. You guys ready? Two out of three wins. Do not answer until you're called upon. Angie's to our right with the bullhorn. Be as loud as you possibly can so we can hear you on the speaker. Ryan and I have the questions. $25 to Dooley's up for grabs. Here we go. Question number one. Yesterday, this Detroit rocker turned 72. You probably know him for the song Cat Scratch Fever.
East.
Steve, what's the answer?
Oh, sorry, West Side.
Ted Nugent.
Yeah!
All right, wow. Okay, East Side with one. Question number?
Number two. According to a recent survey, America's favorite winter beverage is this hot drink usually topped with...
Eggnog?
Not eggnog.
No. Usually okay. Topped with marshmallows.
Jerry, what's the answer?
Oh, hot chocolate.
There we go. Yeah. Hot chocolate. Okay, there we go. East Side of the one, West Side of the one. Jen, you're still in this, okay?
Okay.
Okay, question number three. On this day in 1977, the film Saturday Night Fever opened in theaters, starring who as Tony Manero?
East.
Wow, Steve for the win.
John Travolta?
There it is.
That was close, Jen.
Good game. All right, Jen, thanks for playing. You have a good day, okay?
You too.
There she goes. And Jerry, thanks for playing as well. Steve, $25 to Dooley's. And East Side is only back by?
Back by one now.
That's it. You did it, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Listen to him, man.
Oh, yeah. Little bit of the macho, man. Yeah, give us an East Side, Steve. Give us an East Side.
East Side.
Big Jim's house.
Last couple weeks, we've teamed up with Detroit Dog Rescue. Our daily dog adoptions, we wrap those up on Friday. Just because we stopped talking about them on the air doesn't mean you don't go to DDR or anywhere to adopt a dog. And you guys, last Thursday, we had this little black and white puppy dog. His name was?
Danny DeVito on the Detroit Dog Rescue's website.
And we mentioned him on the air, I told you we didn't have to. And you were still like...
It was funny because we brought that up because you were asking me, do you want to mention him? And I'm like, yeah, you know, we still gotta look out for them and stuff. But one of the comments on our Facebook when I posted up the picture of him yesterday, one lady said, "Oh my gosh, I could tell last week in his voice that he was gonna get him when he was talking about him."
Right. So the dog has been adopted, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan and Heidi have the first kid.
Yeah!
Well played. You got married, and now you have your first kid.
You do the pets thing and then do the kid thing.
It's a logical progression, dude. You're not the first person to do it this way.
No, I get it, but I mean, like, calling the dog a kid. Can we just call it a dog? It's our dog.
I understand, but you're going to...
I get what 248-398-9279.
I guarantee you, you're going to treat... Where are you going after work today? What are you doing on the way home?
I'm going to get him a coat, make sure he doesn't get cold, and another toy, and something else that I got.
So what do you buy your kids when they're newborn? You get them a coat to make sure they're warm, and you get them toys so they can play with, right? Right?
Yeah.
This is a trial run for you guys being parents.
My final blanket.
You're going to find out what kind of dad you're going to be through this dog. Anyone listening right now knows I'm telling, and it's not a scary thing. It's real. You are going to find out what kind of dad you're going to be with this dog. And the name of the dog is?
Danny DeVito.
Love this little dog. Yep. If you want to see the dog, just text us. We'll send you the picture.
Yeah.
Cute dog.
We were going to change the name, and then we looked at him and just went... He does look like Danny DeVito.
He really does.
So let's keep it.
Yeah, so you got the dog. So you've started now. Now, there was the one mistake that you and Heidi made. And I was the only one. CJ said it earlier as well. Ruth said as well. Where did the dog sleep last night? First night in the house.
In our bed.
At the foot of the bed, like dogs are supposed to do, right?
No, he was right up in our faces.
Between the two of you?
Yep.
Okay. So you got a kiss goodnight from Heidi or the dog?
No. She tried to, and then she's like... Danny's in the way. I'll see you in the morning. I'm like, all right.
Okay, Danny DeVito. I want to be clear about that.
Yeah, Danny DeVito.
It's a dog, not the actor. So the dog's going to get in the way?
Yeah.
just like kids.
And I found out she was up all night. She goes, when you left is when I fell asleep for work. I'm like, you didn't go to bed till like 3? She goes, no, I was just, I wanted to make sure he's comfortable. And
just like kids. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
you guys
man.
Aren't going to sleep all week. You're going to be nervous. Every time you hear a noise, you're going to wonder what's going on. Is the dog okay? It's going to happen.
Big Jim's house.
There's Ryan to my left here. So, you know, been working on my weight and stuff and losing and weight. And I'll tell you, I'm using Weight Watchers and they're not paying me. I'm just talking about it.
Right.
It's working for me. Everything for everyone works a little different. But over the weekend, we got something in the mail, this like Danish Kringle. This thing from Wisconsin. My friend sent it to us as Christmas because apparently he wants me to get fat again. and started munching on it. And I'm not mentioning this just because of that, although it is magical. I don't even want to look and see how many points it is. I don't want to know.
Oh, no.
But now, apparently, the trendy thing was, it, remember Patti LaBelle? They still do the sweet potato pies at Walmart. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
They go flying out of there. They sell like 2 every minute. They become this rock star thing to get your hands on. Do you guys get anything like holiday stuff? I know like our friends Grace at American Coney, they send Coney kits. I send them out
right
to friends all over the country.
Yeah, I have too.
It's a great Christmas gift. And you get fruitcake from Texas. You ever get like one of those? You ever get a fruitcake from Texas?
No, I have not.
It's a doorstop. But I mean, it's apparently the best fruitcake. I don't even know what that means. But you get like, we're sending more food. But the trendy thing now is Tom Cruise's white chocolate coconut cake from Doan's Bakery out in California. It's a bundt cake. Everybody talking about it, so now it's like the thing to get.
Huh.
Are you a bundt cake eater?
I don't know what that is.
You know what a bundt cake is? Round.
No.
It's got a hole in the middle. It's real tall. Bundt cake.
Oh.
The bundt cake? You've never had the bundt cake?
Oh, no. I mean, I don't know. I don't eat any of that stuff. Sweets and stuff like that. I don't need.
Never had bundt cake?
I don't like any of that.
God. How do you live?
I don't know.
My grandma used to make bundt cake. I told you the story. My grandma made bundt cake, and then she would make poppy seed cake in a bundt pan. So I'd get these. When I was in submarine school, I would get bundt cake. But it was all poppy seeds in it. I love poppy seed cake. Well, poppy seeds show a positive for morphine when you take a drug test.
Oh, really?
So I almost got my ass kicked out of the military over it. I got kicked out of school and locked up.
What?
And
I've never heard that.
I told you that. Yeah, and I wound up having, and I'm not, this isn't some joke. I wound up having to go to court martial. Fortunately, I had shared the poppy seed cake with other members of my submarine school class.
So there's a bunch of people that tested it. What the hell's going on in
yeah,
this?
Yeah, and they're asking me, like, have you ever taken morphine? I'm like, and I'm sitting there thinking, no. And it was just like in the movies, dude. They made me stand there. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They had the blinds behind them where they open them up and you can't see. There's a bunch of captains and officers at the table. I honestly thought I was going to jail.
That's wild.
And then I made the mistake of telling my grandma. She felt so bad. I'm like, hey, Grandma, yeah, remember that bundt cake? I almost wound up at Leavenworth over it. It's not what they meant by unleavened bread.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
All right, we're done. You should go, you gotta work on your dog talk. Now you got a dog.
I just want to talk to him regular.
You can do that. Is Heidi talking to him regular or dog voice?
No, no. Okay. I've never heard her speak the way she's speaking sometimes. So.
You mean the way just a good boy used to work?
Yeah.
Again, this is how you're going to be his parents, I'm telling you. You're going to be the serious kind of play. You're going to be the dad with the even keel thing, and Heidi's going to be one going, you did such a good dog with soccer. Yes, you did. It's a little puppy dog, Danny DeVito. They adopted him from Detroit Dog Rescue.
Yes.
He's at home right now waiting for you. Will he be at the door when you pull up, you think?
I think he'll jump up. And I don't know. Yesterday, the doorbell rang, and he just looked at us like, why is that happening?
No, I think he looked at you like, you're going to get that. If it's really a Danny DeVito, you're going to come home, he's going to have a beer and some Funyuns on the couch.
He's going to be laying on the bed with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches next to him.
Watching the talk. Ding dong. You going to get that or what? Hey, Heidi, you want to get that? Okay. So they're puppy dog owner. She's going to buy stuff today. Begins. Have you got a budget for how much money you're going to spend on the dog?
No, we already spent way more yesterday. I just got to get new, you know, kind of had a panic the first time at the store.
Again, like buying for kids.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
it was
this
nervous,
is all a dry
so we
run
just
through.
Grabbed stuff and left.
Yes.
But now I can go without him and take my time and buy some stuff. and I'll buy stuff that I don't need to buy.
Are you not hearing the parallels to raising your first kid and
no,
your first
pet? No, I get
pet?
It all. I get it all.
This is why it's so good that you guys have this. You're going to find out what kind of parents you are. It's really good. Except when you have a kid, they won't lick their own butt. Anyway, other than that, Donnie's... I don't know.
Hope
anyway,
not, right?
You got to hope not, yeah. All right, Donnie's coming in next after that line. All right, Power Lunch today at noon. We're back tomorrow. We got a couple things to touch on tomorrow. I'm going to go nerdy tomorrow. Since you got dog, I have to do a cat story tomorrow. It's required by law.
Okay.
It involves a cat, a mechanic, and a Jeep. And it's not a bad story. It's no. The damnedest thing. This is the cat I think would hang out with your dog.
I think so.
Pretty much. You may...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.